welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 11th comes from Deuteronomy 16. In Deuteronomy 16, Moses names the three festivals that all Israelite males were expected to attend: Passover, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, and the Feast of Booths. As we saw in our meditation on Deuteronomy 14, the people who lived too far away to travel to the place where Yahweh chose were granted an exception. But for the most part, traveling to the three festivals was a regular part of what it meant to be a part of Yahweh's covenant people. Technically, these aren't the only feasts Israel observed. Back in Leviticus 23, Yahweh commands that Israel also observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread in Leviticus 23, verse 6, the Feast of Firstfruits in Leviticus 23, verses 9 through 14, the Feast of Trumpets in Leviticus 23, verse 23 through 25, and the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 23, verses 26 through 32. These other festivals, however, were all connected to one of the three main festivals. Through this calendar, Yahweh was structuring both the time and the space of his people. These festivals shaped the passage of time for Israel in a deeper way than even the academic calendar or sports seasons or the holidays shape our own lives. They were highly anticipated events filled with worship and sacrifice and singing, the high points of the whole year. But notice also the insistence that the people should come to the place that the Lord will choose to make his name dwell there, in Deuteronomy 16, verse 2, and see also Deuteronomy 16, verse 6, 11, 15, and 16. That is, the place where the Lord would make his name dwell there to establish a permanent tabernacle for his presence. This isn't the first chapter in which we have seen a growing emphasis on the place of Yahweh's choosing. Beginning in Deuteronomy 12, Moses has begun to repeat regularly that Yahweh would eventually make for himself a permanent dwelling place for his name. See Deuteronomy 12, verse 11, 14, 18, 21, and 26, Deuteronomy 14, verses 23, 24, and 25, and Deuteronomy 15, verse 20. The roaming tabernacle was an important first step in establishing God's presence with his people, but it wasn't sufficient. Eventually, Yahweh would set up a more permanent temple in Jerusalem and fill the temple with his glory, as we read in 1 Kings 8, verses 10 through 11. Still, even Solomon's temple wasn't entirely permanent. After Judah fell into greater and greater sin, the prophet Ezekiel saw a vision of Yahweh's glory departing from the temple in Ezekiel 10 and then Ezekiel 11, verses 14 through 25. And we never read anything suggesting that Yahweh's glory ever returned. Instead, we read in the New Testament about the man who dwelt, or literally tabernacled, in John chapter 1, verse 14, among us, who claimed that his body was the temple in John 2, verses 19 through 22. Then we read that we are God's temple in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 through 17, built up as a dwelling place for God's Spirit in Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. Week by week, as we gather together in the name of Jesus on the Lord's Day, we are the collective dwelling place of God. Therefore, according to 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8, let us celebrate the festival. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.